Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Edwina Rooms, Victor Kilo 4, Alpha, Echo, Romeo. Sad news in via the maritime community that Edwina Rooms, VK4 AER, has gone silent key. For years, she ran the famous Tradewind Sailing School out of Townsville and did a number of memorable cruises aboard her trusty sailing vessel, activating the South Sea Isles on HF and 6-metre handbands. Edwina was a maritime dealer in Townsville for ICOM for many years and a former Tarkadian. Edwina was sent off well during a private ceremony on August 9. Valet Edwina Rooms, Victor Kilo 4 Alpha Echo Romeo, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Alan with occasional news from Ipswich and District Radio Club. The club held its AGM last weekend. The meeting was well attended and was chaired by Ron, VK4RG, who did a fantastic job. Our new committee for the year 2018-19 is President Peter, VK4SIR, Vice President Mark, VK4SMA, Secretary Greg, VK4GJW, and Treasurer Robert, VK4HBW. On September 8 and 9, commencing in the Beerburrum State Forest, the Wyson Division of the club will be providing safety communications for an event called the Glasshouse 100. It will be a huge effort from Wyson, with the event running over 2 days. Congratulations go out to young Michael, VK4FMLT, who is the youngest member to obtain his foundation licence. Only in his early teens, he has already been assisting with some Wyson events. Good on you, Michael. And finally, the clubhouse is coming along nicely with the upgrades nearly complete. There are many members to thank for making the clubhouse what it is today. It's been a long and sometimes tedious task, but when you look at the end result, it's well worth it. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
From VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Brisbane, it can be heard on 7130 kHz lower sideband every Sunday at 9 a.m. I'm Gary, VK4AR.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Sometime in the next 6 months, we will be going to an election for the House of Representatives. From now on, various lobbying groups will be increasing the urgency of their message that they will take to Canberra. And now is the time that we can expect positive outcomes as the politicians lobby the electors for their very valuable votes. We've heard in the WIA national news that there have been discussions in Europe on the now recognised problem of QRM caused by modern devices such as LED lights and solar voltaic systems. So bad has the problem become that even the US Coast Guard has issued advice to turn off LED lights, which they know cause interference to marine electronics. It is a matter of surreal confusion that there are internationally recognised standards relating to electromagnetic interference and electromagnetic compatibility, and still this interference is becoming a worldwide issue for users of the radio frequency spectrum. We amateurs are just a small part of the whole user base, but we are also part of the users who are required to have a knowledge base for our pursuit. Way back when CB was new to Australia, there were standards that the equipment had to meet to be licensed. Merchants sought to bring non-compliant equipment into the country and sell it. The matter ended up in court and the merchants won, so it became legal to have and sell non-compliant transceivers and only illegal to use them. This debacle seems to have persisted in that one set of laws and regulations does not support another. So today we have standards that apply to equipment which has the potential to radiate interference, but no requirement to comply when it comes to selling and installing them, or so it seems. When we look at the reports, this is an issue around the world with various user bodies trying to impress on regulators what problems are occurring. The regulators are usually independent to the politicians or government, but are bound by the local laws and international treaties. Over the past few decades, officers have been stripped of field staff as funding has been reduced. What we need to do is use this time to converse with our local MP and bring them up to speed on issues that affect us, shipping, aviation and land mobile users. To begin with, now is the time to take hold of the politician where it exerts the most pain, in the ballot box. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.